wrong with you? What did you do?
A nightmare that kept getting worse. I put 3 bullets in Eden's throat where I saw it moving. The screaming came right after. It sounded like Eden, but not just Eden. It sounded like other people too.
Look out!
I backed up as the gross, wet head of this monster slithered out of Eden's mouth. I thought it was going to, I don't know, fall out? I had to bite back a shriek when it shot out of Eden's mouth like a bullet, landing on the elevator floor next to her body. I could see my bullet holes in it, and some kind of sick, gooey substance squirted out of the wounds. It wiggled around violently, still screaming and growing in size. It wasn't small. It was as thick as Noah's arm, just as long and getting longer. And the screams, fuck, they sounded like, was that its victims? Did this fucking thing scream like the people it killed?
Fuck you!
That scream, it sounded like my mom. Like, thank you. Thank you for killing it.
Yeah. I owed it too.
So that's it, right? It's over? Whatever the fuck this is over, right?
I couldn't explain the feeling inside of me. Goddess knew I wanted this to be over, but I still didn't feel safe. And that could have been anxiety, but I don't know. Let's go find Craig and get the hell out of here.
No, no, I'm done. I'm not spending another 10 seconds down here. And no offense, but I don't know who the fuck Craig is, and I don't care. My best friend just died, and I'm leaving. I'm going to go find someone to take care of Eden's body.
No. None of us want to be down here, but we shouldn't split up.
Those gunshots were loud, really loud. Shouldn't Craig have heard them?
Yeah, if he didn't, that means he's dead, which is all the more reason for us to get the fuck out of here.
We don't know that. What if he's alive? What if he's hurt? Or what if he is dead and there's another one of those things on the loose? You really want to be alone?
Being in a group clearly didn't help us much.
Well, being alone definitely won't.
Fine. Whatever. Let's go get this guy. But then I'm leaving, with or without you.
Deal. Let's move.
Put your headphones on, and let's begin. Pulled from the Tales of the Forgotten archives, we bring you Don't Look, the finale.
When an enemy hires Arden Finch without realizing who or what she is, Arden risks everything to claim her forbidden elemental magic. This hard-boiled private eye will have to save herself before she can save the world, even as the gods and her own community stand against her. Set in a supernatural North Carolina, Elemental is book one in a diverse new urban fantasy series. Kirkus Reviews called Elemental a genuine page-turner, and gave the sequel, Eldritch Sparks, a starred review. Find Elemental at your favorite bookstore.
Let me recommend the Delvin Cox Experience, a podcast in which each week I'm on a one-man mission to unite our culture through diversity. Each episode, I interview a different guest trying to find out what makes them tick. I've had guests on such as James Gavsey, Crystal Storm, and many others. Check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. Peace.
We had not been to many places like this, where the sick and weak gathered. It made the hunt easy. Almost too easy. Almost. Naughty, naughty, Katie.
We will consume her.
No. She is mine. But you can have the others. My sweet Katie, I'm coming for you. You. Are you still listening? Good. I don't want you to miss the hunt.
Who's in charge here?
I am. Who the fuck are
SVT
you?
SVT Securities, this is our scene now. Sit rep, quickly.
Ma'am, I've got a dozen witnesses that say they saw a fucking monster murder two people inside.
Why aren't we inside?
Can't get in.
Security lockdown?
Not that we can tell, but you know more about that than us. All exits and entrances are locked, and y'all built this place like a damn fortress.
Clear your people out of that MCC. I need it. Witnesses do not talk to the press until we tell them. Speaking of the press, they will be here in about 30 seconds. Get one of your people that looks good on camera to play spokesperson. As far as the press is concerned, NOPD is in charge. SVT Sec is only here to support you. This is a hostage situation. Two are dead. Situation is ongoing, and for the safety of the people inside, you cannot share more details. Got it?
Got it.
Thank you. Call HQ. We've got a situation at DH. I need my team and tell Agent Stikanis we need that Hadron Collider location shut down. Now.
Craig? Oh, fuck.
I fucking knew it.
Craig was dead. In his chair. His head tilted back at a terrible angle. His lifeless, terrified eyes staring at the ceiling. He was covered in blood, probably his own. There were lumps of something on the floor next to him. I didn't want to know what those were. The sharp smell of blood was fresh. He hadn't been dead for long.
Check his throat.
We approached slowly. Very slowly. My gun was raised, but it didn't look like one of those things was still inside him. Whatever monster had killed him was gone.
Can we get the fuck out of here, please?
Let me find his notes.
What? For?
To see if he learned anything new about these things. Don't you want to know what you're fighting?
I'm not fighting shit. I'm leaving.
We might not have a choice. So let's pause and consider this. What do we know? Not theory. What do we know?
You can hear them. Before they attack. And it feels like they're hunting you.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
From Craig's notes, he's confirmed internal organs are missing. So it eats them?
But not all of them.
No, not at all. Fucking disgusting. He wrote, "There's no other entry wounds, just the throat. Some of the victims had a broken jaw, broken necks. God, he thinks it was from the force of entry."
"We all saw it. It goes down your throat."
"Yeah, when you look at it." "Fuck. Fuck! Noah! Shelly said don't before she..."
"So did Diana."
"Don't what?"
"Don't look! I don't think you can look at it. When Noah and I were running from it at Paradise Row, The way all those people died, they were looking at something.
Diana was looking at something above her. I was going to look too, but it happened so fast.
It was the same with Shelley.
Okay, so if we can't look at it, how do we kill it?
We already killed it, so can we stop speculating and get the fuck out?
I don't think we killed them all.
Fuck. Fuck. Okay, don't look. Whatever you do, don't look at it.
Let's just get out of here.
It's going to hunt us down. That's what it does.
What if we used a mirror? So we don't look at it directly. We could see where it is, and you can shoot it.
Fuck, fine. If we're going to do this, if this thing is anything like the myth of Medusa, looking at it through a mirror might work. But if we're going with the theory you can't look at it directly, I still wouldn't stare too long. Use your phone as the mirror. Find out where this fucking thing is and then look away.
Okay. Okay. I'll try it.
No. No. You've got the guns. I'll do it.
Sydney, are you sure?
Absolutely not. But we've got to kill it before it kills us or someone else.
Bitch, you are brave. But believe me, I won't miss.
Neither will I.
I was so fucking scared. I didn't know where this bravery came from. Survival instinct? Anger? Ugh. I pulled my phone out of my pocket and my hand was shaking so badly I almost dropped it. It took me another second to work up the courage to point the black mirror at the ceiling. And it was right there. Right fucking there. I opened my mouth to tell them it was directly above us, but it looked at me. Right at me. It didn't have eyes, just this gooey, worm-like head. But it had a mouth. A snake-like body on a fucking worm-like body. And I was going to die. I was going to fucking die. I couldn't move. Say something. Cindy, say something.
Every sound this fucking thing made as it hunted us echoed in the room. Sydney tilted their phone toward the ceiling. I didn't dare glance at the phone. I kept my eyes on them. I could tell when they saw it. Their whole body tensed. The way they seemed to freeze was almost unnatural. Sydney, what's happening?
Did they look at it? They can't look at it.
It's... I... see... Oh no.
It'll either come off the ceiling or through the phone.
What?
It's a black fucking mirror. Mirrors are portals.
Maya sprang into action. She charged at Sydney and smacked the phone out of their hand. It felt like everything was moving in slow motion after that. The phone hitting the floor was stupidly loud. And simultaneously, that fucking thing, this monster, came out of the phone screen. It was so fast, coming right at Sydney. I couldn't get a shot.
Fuck you!
I had a scaffold in her hand and she fucking tackled it. She fucking tackled it. It growled and hissed as Maya wrapped her whole body around this thing, and both of them went to the floor.
Just fucking die!
Time sped up again. Maya was rolling around with it and it was curled around her like a fucking snake. She was stabbing at it wildly. Noah moved first. He threw his body on top of Maya's, grabbing at the creature. It had arms. Small, vicious arms with claws, I think. And they were digging into Maya. Into him. Noah managed to grab it by the head, pulling it away from Maya. That mouth. So many fucking teeth. I shoved the muzzle of my gun in its face. Fuck you!
Breaking news from New Orleans. A hostage situation is occurring at the DeMarco Hospital, where two are dead. In a fascinating turn of events that has the internet up in arms, unconfirmed reports claim that the sole survivors of the Paradise Row massacre, Katie Lopez and Noah Reeves, are rumored to be inside.
Oh no. Katie! Colin! I'm going out! I'll be back!
Wait for me!
Elevator?
Fuck that.
Try the staircase.
It worked!
Thank fuck. Let's move.
What the fuck?
What happened?
It just closed by itself! Katie!
Not good. Before I could get through the stairwell door, it yanked itself forward by some unseen force and slammed closed. I rammed into the bar, but it didn't budge. I meet Noah's terrified eyes through the glass. You've got to get out of here.
No, I'm not leaving you.
I'll try another floor. Get Maya and Sydney out of here. Those assholes in the suits have to be here by now. Go get help.
What assholes in suits?
Long story.
Okay, me and Sydney can find a way out. You find a way to get to her.
I'll try to go up to the next floor.
Okay. I'll figure out a way to meet you there.
Stay safe. And remember, don't look, any of you.
Hey! Hey, you!
Let us out!
We're working on it. Listen to me, whatever you do, don't look at it.
Yeah, no shit.
Look, is there an easy way to kill them?
No, not easy. When you hear it, don't give in. Point straight above you, shoot until the clip is empty, do it again. That's the, well, the easy way.
And if we miss?
It gets pissed.
Great!
Are Katie Lopez and Noah Reeves inside?
Katie got separated. Noah's trying to get to her.
Bad news for them, but good news for you.
Why would you say that?
It's hunting them. Doesn't like survivors.
We have to do something.
Stay put. We're going to dismantle the glass panes. Just need special tools.
Yeah, that's what you get for making a hospital a fucking fortress.
It was a good idea at the time.
Uh-huh. How many of these things are in here?
Reports from our team hunting these things say usually 3 to 5 in a pack.
Okay, we killed 2.
You did?
Let's hope there's only 1 left.
So, where's the armory?
The what?
I'll bet this chick's kidney. This place has a secret armory somewhere.
You're not wrong. What's your plan?
I'm a ghost hunter. These things aren't the only ones that can hunt. And if you're right and they're after Katie and Noah, we can use that to our advantage.
I am so in for killing more of these fucks. And thank you, by the way, for saving my life.
Yeah. Wish I could have saved Eden, too. You know, she was annoying, but she didn't deserve... Anyways, I can make up for that right now. So where is it?
It's on this floor, nurse's station by the ER. Looks like a bookshelf. Find the book titled Synarchy and pull it. You can bypass the retinal scan if you say the phrase, I will die to see my will done, and it will be done.
That's fucking metal.
Nah, that's dramatic.
Trust me, the guy who said it was both of those things. Don't get yourselves killed.
Don't plan to. Let's go, Sydney.
They're gonna get themselves killed. Shit! Where the fuck is my thermoptic teleportation device, Vaughn?
The hospital felt surreal. Nurses huddled around their stations, talking low. There was this feeling of panic and desperation in the air. I overheard one of the nurses talk about how they kept losing patients, and nobody could explain it. I knew why. And that didn't do anything good for how terrified I was. Imagine being helpless, all those things. Damn. I got to the elevator and slammed on the button. Nothing. I tried another stairwell door. Didn't budge. A doctor who didn't even blink that I was carrying a shotgun told me that some of the corridors were locked down.
Well, it just feels like we're being corralled. But I don't know by what.
You are. Listen, if you hear some shit moving around or something that sounds animal-like, don't look at it, okay? Do not look at it.
What? What did you say?
I didn't have the time or the patience to explain more. I had to get to Katie. I moved past him, looking for a utility closet. I found what I needed inside. A ladder and some tools. Hospital as high-tech as this one meant the HVAC system was top-notch, which meant I could use it to get to the second floor and get Katie out. I just have to look up. Yeah. I went very still, listening. I could hear the faint beep of monitors, the sound of the AC. I could feel the cold air right above me. I didn't hear anything that sounded like those monsters. I unfolded the ladder, placed it where I was guessing the vent was. I had the screwdriver in my pocket, shotgun in one hand, muzzle pointed up. I took a deep breath. One more. I looked up at the vent and slowly climbed the ladder.
Well, this fucking sucked.
Fuck.
I wish you were here, Shelley. You'd know what to do. You always knew what to do. But Shelley was gone. And I knew the thing that killed her was in this hospital somewhere. That anger I felt before, that I'd been feeling since that night in Paradise Row, swelled up in my chest, sitting atop how terrified I was. You want me, bitch? Come get me. I tried the second floor door. No go. Of course. I kept walking up the stairs, slowly, stopping every few seconds to listen. Nothing. I pulled my phone out of my pocket to see if I could let Noah know what floor I was on. It was dead. Of course it fucking was. When I reached the third floor door, I pushed. It opened. But I didn't go through right away. You know in horror movies how a door will open all by itself and the dumbass protagonist just walks through? This is what that felt like. It felt like the stupidest thing in the world to walk through that door. But if that thing that killed Shelley and David and Diana was in there, there was no other choice. I walked through the doorway.
This was bullshit. That's what this was. There was dust everywhere. Ragged pieces of metal I could barely avoid. I wasn't a huge dude, but I wasn't tiny either. I wasn't claustrophobic, but this space felt like a tomb and I hated it. Come on, get to Katie. There's gotta be a junction somewhere. I switched on my phone's flashlight. The shotgun I pushed in front of me. My pace was slow. And if I saw a spider, I was going to scream. But I was committed. I could do this. I had to do this. Just keep going, Noah. Just keep going.
Noah.
I froze. Did I just hear? Nah. Nope. I'm tripping. Just keep moving. Keep moving.
Noah, sweetheart. Look at me.
Fuck. Diana? Oh, it can't be. No. Stop fucking with me.
Why won't you look at me, Noah?
Because you're fucking dead. And I wish to God you weren't, but you are. That's not you. It can't be you. I miss Diana so much. And to hear her voice like this. No. I crawled faster. Some of the jutting pieces of metal cut my arm. But in a fucked up way. The pain was centering, you know? It kept me in my body. It kept me grounded. Don't look. Don't look. Keep going. Come on. Come on. I could see the junction. I could see the junction up ahead. I had to climb up the pipe, but I didn't have to look. I could feel my way. Yeah. Yeah.
Noah, look at me, please.
I will fucking kill you, just like I killed the other one of you. Do you hear me? I will kill you. There it was. There was a junction. I squeezed my eyes closed and blindly reached above me. Oh, God. That wasn't the vent. That was... I could feel his breath. Something wet by my ear. Oh, God.
Look at me, Noah!
Do you like music? I do. Does that surprise you? Do you think Katie would like music before she dies? There you are, Katie. You're so angry. But you're afraid of me. You know it doesn't hurt. Not for long. But for Katie, I'm going to make it excruciating. I'm going to keep her alive while I pull everything out of her I don't want to eat. You'll want to take those headphones off before I'm done with her. But don't worry. When I'm hungry again, I'll find you. It's okay you're scared. How about a commercial break? You won't feel better afterwards. But I will.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? With the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all our shows, like this one, and you'll be supporting the creators and stories that you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But hey, we like to spoil you. So a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content, like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a lot more. So, go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or just click the link in the description.
From the signs, it looked like the third floor was for the VIP clinics. Bougie shit. The silence was both welcoming and really, really creepy. I'd pocketed my phone. I had my gun out. I didn't know where I was going.
Katie.
What the fuck? Shelly? Are you fucking serious?
Katie, look at me.
Oh my God. I closed my eyes, grabbing the side of my head as if that could make this all stop. Hot tears pressed against the back of my eyes. I hadn't heard her voice in what felt like forever. And it would be forever, fucking forever, before I heard it again because this thing took her from me. Stop it!
Why won't you look at me?
Stop! Just stop!
Katie, look at me.
No!
Why won't you look at me?
Katie.
Fuck! Fuck!
I ran.
Bookshelf!
Okay. Synarchy. Oh, there it is.
Where is everyone?
Hiding or dead. Hopefully hiding.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
It's extra as fuck is what it is. Okay. I will die to see my will done, and it will be done.
Jesus! It's a whole secret security room! Who needs this many guns?
And security cameras, too.
Maybe we shouldn't look at those.
Yeah, good call. Turn those off.
Wait, I see Katie!
Where is she?
Third floor? She's running.
Don't look. That's good enough. We'll get to her. Do you know how to use a gun?
Never in my life.
Okay, take this one. Pull the trigger, don't squeeze. Don't lock your elbow either.
You know what? You take the guns. Give me that knife.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm better with knives, honestly. I don't trust myself to miss and not shoot one of you.
Fair. Oh, yeah. Come to mommy.
Is that what I think it is?
It sure is. Let's go.
No! Holy shit! Is that Noah?
Let's move.
You killed us, Noah!
Fuck you! I'll kill every single one of you for what you took from me! Did you kill Diana? Was it you?
You will die, Noah! Just like she did!
I thought I'd seen everything as a ghost hunter. Sure, most of the calls we got were bullshit, but there were rare occasions that proved the paranormal was real. But this? This was something else. This was a horror movie in real life, and nothing prepares you for staring at a real monster. Earlier with Sydney, I just acted. I wasn't even thinking. I hadn't had a chance to let it sink in or process, and now I was staring at this creature in all its glory, and this was... The fact that I didn't pee on myself a little, props. And definitely no time for that now. We just needed to act. We got here just to see this fucking thing toss Noah, a whole grown-ass man, across the room like he was nothing. Noah hit the wall hard, too hard, and when he crashed to the ground, he just laid there. I could see blood on Noah, too much of it, and there was blood dripping from the monster's many teeth. Fuck, did it bite him? The monster was... God, what the fuck made something like this? It was as tall as your average human, worm-like, or maybe snake-like, the way that it coiled those arms, those claws, all those fucking teeth. Did I really throw myself at one of these things? No, come on, Maya. Get it together. We have to...
Get away from him, you bitch!
Sydney charged at it. Oh, fuck. They had one arm partially covering their eyes, the knife in their other hand. I thought Sydney was going to get tossed like Noah or worse, but they were smart. They dropped, sliding the last few inches and stabbed wildly, but effectively, at the monster.
This is for my mom! My brother, you asshole!
That nasty, gooey-like blood shot out. It turned its attention from helpless Noah and started to curl, lashing down at Sydney like a viper. It was so fast, but they brought their knife up like they trained in some kind of knife martial arts or some shit. They left the blade buried where it stuck. It was effective. The monster reared back with another one of those terrifying screams. Sydney scrambled backwards, slipping on Noah's blood and the monster's blood. But a nurse came out of hiding, grabbing hold of Sydney to help them get out of the way. I needed to act now, before this thing looked at me or anyone else. This is for Eden, motherfucker! I let loose a blast from the flamethrower, and I didn't miss. I covered this in glorious fire. And can you believe this motherfucker had the nerve to not die? Oh no, instead, a flaming snake with teeth was charging at me. Oh God, it was looking at me. Oh God, the flaming face was changing. Was that, oh no, oh fuck.
Just fucking die!
I can move again. I scrambled out of the way, moving off to the side, and gave this abomination another dose of fire. Because fuck this thing, that's why. It was surreal watching this thing die. We just stood there. Some of the staff cheered. A doctor tried to use a fire extinguisher on it. But Sydney stopped him.
No. Let it burn.
What they say. We gotta go. Gotta get to Katie.
You're bleeding really bad. Let the nurse take a look at you first.
I'll be all right. We gotta go.
You can barely stand. Get stitches at least. You can't help anyone if you're passed out. Look, we'll go. She's on the third floor.
But what if the doors are still locked?
Then I'll blow them off. Pit stop at the armory, Sydney.
Right behind you.
The door slammed shut behind me. Too hard. I hadn't closed it. It was that thing. I scrambled, running my hands over the wall, looking for a light switch. I was in a surgery room or something. No windows, no other doors. Fuck. I was trapped.
Fuck!
Katie. It's so nice to meet you. When you're awake.
What? Had this thing? Had it been in my apartment? I thought those were nightmares that I... Fucking creep!
Katie, look at me. Why won't you look at me?
I won't. Do you hear me, you sick fuck? You want to kill me? You fucking face me!
Have it your way.
You saved Noah's life, you know.
I owed him one, too.
Where'd you learn to fight like that?
Long story. And an unhealthy obsession with knives.
Fair.
Is that a grenade?
Yep. Let's see if that can't open these fucking doors.
Love it.
Whoa.
Dude, get patched up.
Nurse is coming. I promise.
They're security cameras. Be careful, though.
Yeah. You too. I'll join you as soon as I can.
We'll get her, Noah.
And hopefully kill another one of these fucks.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Nah, thank us later. Let's move, Sydney.
My taunting worked. But maybe I should have had a plan after that. It moved so fucking fast, uncoiling from the ceiling and wrapping around me like a fucking snake. Its claws ripped through my clothes and right into my skin, touching me, digging into my arms and my legs. When I struggled, those claws made every motion hurt so much I had to keep still, but it was so fucking hard. Its head was in front of my face, so close I could feel its breath. It smelled of something sour and dead and metallic. I should have closed my eyes, but I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. And its face, it started to change. It was morphing or something, and I could see Shelly. But then the face was me. It was my face, and I couldn't move. I could barely breathe. I'm so sorry, Noah. I'm sorry, Shelly. I'm so sorry.
Ouch! Katie, no. No, Katie! Intercom, speaker system or something. This thing have one?
Press that button.
About fucking time you people got here. Go! Go help her!
I'm on it.
Katie, listen to me. You have to fight it. You are not a victim. You are the strongest person I know. I would be dead if it wasn't for you. Do you hear me? I wouldn't have made it. Not after what happened to us. And I never told you that, but you kept me going. And I can't do this without you. So, you can't let this thing win. You can't. I need you to fight it. Fight it! You're not afraid. You hear me? You're not afraid of this motherfucker!
That voice was real. I felt hot tears press against my eyes.
So, you gonna move in with me or what?
I thought you'd never ask me.
I love you, you know.
I love you more, you know.
Impossible.
I said what I said.
You guys are gross.
Oh, David, don't worry. I love you too.
She loves me more, though.
You know what? It's fine. I'm good with sloppy seconds.
Hey, my love is not sloppy. Well, not all the time.
Well, your aim still is. So maybe let's fix that.
Ooh, so now he wants to talk shit.
So much shit.
It is so on. You and me at the range tomorrow.
Done and done, bestie.
Now who's being cute?
I mean, he's pretty fly for a white guy.
Goodbye, Katie.
I didn't want to die being afraid. I wanted to die thinking about them. But the more I remembered them, the family I'd lost, that I loved so fucking much, the more I stopped being afraid. And I got really fucking angry. It was like my anger was freeing. Literally, I felt in control of my limbs again, so I bit the fuck out of it, hard. I ripped a piece of its gooey, disgusting skin right out and spat it onto the ground. It released me, fast. Its blood was in my mouth, and it was fucking disgusting. I spit most of it out, but not all, and what I accidentally swallowed burned going down. I gagged. I thought I was going to vomit, but now definitely wasn't the time. I had to fight. And it felt like my blood was on fire. My vision swam. When it cleared, I realized the monster was fucking lunging at me, all snapping furious teeth. But it didn't seem so fast now. I fucking punched it! As I took that swing, I'd never felt more powerful in my fucking life. Like I'd gotten some kind of level up or something. Its blood, maybe? I'd worry about that later. All that mattered was that my fist connected and this thing looked pissed.
You're just like me now.
I will never be like you!
No? Doesn't it feel good to hurt me? That's how I felt when I ate David. When I ripped open Diana. When I let Shelley choke on her own blood and let her feel me in her stomach.
I've had enough! The gun was empty, but I could still use it as a weapon. I lunged at this fucking psychopath and it responded in kind. I used the butt of the gun and beat it as hard as I fucking could, one strike after the other. It wrapped around me again, but I kept my arms free. I fucking learned. Its stupid claws hurt, but I could tell I was hurting it too. My strikes were so hard it broke open skin, and more of that gooey fucking blood squirted out. It tried to bite me, and I used my opposite hand to grab at its fucking neck, squeezing, keeping its snapping jaws away from my face. We struggled like this across the room, slamming into walls and floors. It finally threw me away from it, and I managed to catch myself on the wall. I traded gun for scalpel and ran at it again, the bitch. It swung its tail at me. I ducked. I tried to slice at it, and I missed. Fuck, I missed. It snapped its head forward like a snake, its teeth catching my arm. Ah, fuck! I punched it furiously over and over again, digging my fingers into the wounds I made, ripping them open wider. The way it fucking ripped my life open. It roared and let me go, and we faced off again. This time I was ready.
I haven't had this much fun with my food in so long.
You're never hurting anyone ever again.
We'll see.
It was going to lunge. I could tell by the way it coiled. I was ready. But suddenly the vent above us crashed to the ground and fucking Noah landed on top of it, tackling it to the floor. My God.
This is for Diana, motherfucker!
Noah was pounding on it, all rage and fists. I'd ask questions later. Right now I had the worst possible idea. Hold its mouth open! Noah didn't hesitate. He grabbed its vicious jaws, pulling its mouth open wider. And I know that must have hurt like fucking hell, but I only needed one moment. Just one. I ran forward. I felt my body changing, getting smaller, narrower. And I shoved myself down its fucking throat, dragging the scalpel with me, ripping it open from the inside out. I exploded out of its back, its dead body falling to pieces around me. I ran over to Noah, and he hugged me so tight. And we just stood like that, crying together.
Well, you wanted to know how to kill one. That's a hell of a way to do it.
How the fuck did you even get here?
I saw what you did. I put two and two together. We killed one downstairs, so borrowed its blood.
Ugh, Noah, it's fucking gross.
It's so fucking gross. I feel like my blood is on fire.
Me too. Think it'll wear off?
It better.
Oh, damn! You fucked it up!
Yeah, they fucking did. You okay?
No. But maybe now I can start working on that.
Me too.
Can we please get the fuck out of here now? Please?
Come with me. We'll get you all fixed up.
You're not gonna flashy thingy us, are you?
No comment. Let's go.
We got ushered over to a really bougie SVT Securities ambulance. A bunch of medics checking over us, all that usual shit. All I fucking wanted was to get the monster's blood out of me, take the world's longest hot shower, cry a lot, and maybe actually get some real sleep for once.
Noah, I have a question. You were in the armory and you didn't bring a gun with you?
I thought about it, but it was weird in that moment. I felt like I wanted to use my fucking bare hands.
That's fucking heavy.
True. But it felt good beating the shit out of it.
Yeah, it really did.
Okay, according to our docs, we can flush your systems and give you a little blood transfusion, and you should be all right. We're gonna monitor you, though.
You're not putting us in some government lab to get tested on.
Nothing like that, but nobody has done what you did before. We're just gonna make sure you're okay.
Fine. But we better get a stipend this time.
And a therapist.
God, yes. A good one. Ow.
There's a Terenzio that wants to talk to you. I'm betting you'll be well taken care of. Nice meeting you. All of you. And you've got a visitor. See you around.
No offense, lady, but I hope not.
Katie! Woman! Why didn't you answer your phone? Are you okay? What happened?
It's a long story. Weirder than yours.
so much weirder.
What the fuck could be her story?
Hello, Ghost Hunter. I literally require weird stories.
Get in, Aya. We'll tell you on the way. So that's the tale of how I managed to kill a monster, with the help of some really amazing people. I hope you never go through what I went through, but if you're asleep one night and you wake up terrified, if you strain to hear and something growls, I need you to stop being afraid and get really fucking angry. And whatever you do, don't look.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Don't Look. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. To learn more about our shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Don't Look Episode 4 was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound designed by Hannah Cardiac and Crystal Storm. Some scenes in the Don't Look theme features original music composed by Tara G. Starring Lena Garcia as Katie, Gerald Hill as Noah, Jake Riker as the monster and David, Kay Riley as Sydney, Tiani Ma as Maya, Ty Wilkins is Monster 2. Ashley B is Diana. Shelly MacArlene as Shelly. Tatiana Gefter as Agent Ravenesh. Matthew Dawson as the Police Sergeant. Tara G as Naya. Zoe D. Lee as Daniela. Crystal Storm as Doctor. And Jocelyn Ford as the News Reporter.
I said certified freak, 7 days a week, where the ass pancreas make that pull-out game reek. Wah, yeah, you fucking with some wet-ass pancreas, bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pancreas, taking everything you got for this wet-ass pancreas, beat it up, you can catch a charge, you're extra large, extra hard, pull this pancreas right through your face, wiggle out your nose like a garden hose, down your throat, I wanna ride, you're gonna gag while I'm inside, I'll slide your mouth if you look in my eyes, your pancreas is wet, I'm gonna dive, tie you up, you'll be surprised, throw play, I'll wear a disguise, you're gonna park our big Mack truck right in this little garage, make us cream, make you scream out in public, make a scene. We don't cook, we don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this scream.